Okay, I guess we're recording. It's great to be with you guys. Thank you for letting me come. My wife's situation is basically she's been having some pain, lower in her abdomen, and we don't know what it is. So she thought maybe it was a hernia, and the surgeon said he doesn't think so. So they're doing a CT scan this afternoon. She's not like down in bed, but she just can't do anything. She can't pack a house. Which we're going to have to do pretty soon, and she can't, you know, just do stuff. So, yeah, I appreciate your prayers, and that we really would figure out what it is that we need to deal with. If it gets into surgery, it just complicates our life, of course. So anyway, we're just trusting the Lord with all that. Just give you a minute so you know a little bit more about me. We've been praying about coming back into YWAM for several years while we've been on this church staff. When we were in Tyler, almost 10 years ago, my brother, a younger brother, who took the senior pastor position in this church, said, called me up on the telephone and said, I want you to come to Lima and be my discipleship pastor. I said, no. No, thank you. And somewhere in all that process, we ended up in Lima for 9 years. I've learned a great deal about the local church, and I feel like that God put me there for that, because I think there's some things He wants to do in the American church. And maybe we're on the brink of some things. I don't know. There's really becoming a despair among church leaders in America. And that's good. Because the stuff we've been doing doesn't work. For lots of reasons, but especially doesn't work because it's a total ignoring of what you guys have learned, the principles of the kingdom and discipleship, and a complete absence of a dependence, a radical dependence, and following of the Spirit and His power. So my hope is that something really wonderful is going to come out of some real despair. It's interesting, again, I don't know if you're familiarity with the American church, but Willow Creek was this paragon of what everybody did in Chicago. They, 30, 40 years ago, started this thing called the Seeker-Friendly Church, and everybody in America thought it was cool, so they started doing it. Well, about 4 years ago, they came out publicly and said, guess what? Everything we've been doing, well, it don't work.